What's up, y'all? Jeffy of Jeffy TV, coming to you live on MRX from a remote destination. I thought of that one today. Happy birthday to me. Happy 62nd birthday to the one and only Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. I'm out here today in Kansas City, Missouri, for the George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic concert. It will take place this evening. I grabbed the hotel room. They let me check in at 7 o'clock in the morning for an extra $30. I snagged a continental breakfast. It was completely ordinary. But with the help of the toasted bagels, cream cheese, and some salt and pepper, I was able to make it work. And work it did. Basically just woke up. I remember that building when I was driving in, the Jesus Saves building. I just woke up. I think I slept about 3-4 hours actually, after taking a red eye from LAX to Vegas, and then from Vegas to here. The flight from LAX to Vegas was delayed by an hour, and my layover was an hour. So they held the plane up for a bunch of us, and we were able to get on it just in time. Well, since they held it, I guess it wasn't just in time. And I made it. It was a moment there where I thought, hey, I should just get off this airplane, cut my losses. I even looked to see where I bought ticket insurance for the concert ticket tonight. I said, I'm not going to be able to make my connecting flight in Vegas, and there's no other flights going out to get me here on time. I'd lose the rental car fee and blah, blah, blah. But I went ahead and played it out. And I thought, well, if I get there and I don't make it, I'll spend my birthday in Vegas or whatnot. But I'll be honest with you, the idea of getting a hotel room someplace and a pizza and doing nothing was very attractive. We got mile markers here. Just walked 0.2 miles. I took a picture to one at 4.6. Probably gotta go back to 5.0. 5.0 is probably where I came on the trail, something like about around there if I had to guesstimate. I'm here at Frank Pavic Park. But let me say, and I probably should have started this off by saying these four words that are very near and dear to my heart. Humid. Itty. Oh my. Humid. Itty. I always say I love humidity. I say I loves it. I'm hearing water. It's supposed to be like a lake around here someplace. I'm hearing water. It's supposed to be like a lake. Because when I came up, I came into place, right? But I didn't know that, you know, I came in right at the place. So I didn't come into it. Now that I came into it, you had to come deeper into the park to see what was going on. And now that I came deeper into the park, you know, I could see this nostalgic stairway to wherever it's going. And then the creek. See, there's a trail up there. I wonder if I'm end up on that trail if I keep going the way I'm going. Supposed to be a barbecue meetup at 5 o'clock at one of the barbecue places that was recommended to me. So they're gonna meet up there at 5. I'm gonna see if I can make that. I was gonna go to Arrowhead Stadium and take the tour. Probably still could, actually. But we'll see how that goes. So I guess it's a little trail here, little creek or whatever. Nice and beautiful. Supposed to say all the nice words about nature and the beauty of the green. I do love humidity. I will give you that. I do love humidity. I'm gonna stay on the trail, that way I know how to get back. Even though I did save my parking, I don't know how reliable that is. But I figure if I stay on the trail and I turn around, if I walk to 256 and I turn around and walk back, that should get me really close to 10,000 steps. So if I walk to 256, turn around, walk another 40 minutes, I put in about 3, back to the hotel, shower, because you got to shower in this humidity. And I'm wearing my sweats and a t-shirt that I won't be able to wear this evening because it's going to be sweated out. I didn't bring enough clothes, which is enough clothes. In my mind, I didn't hardly bring enough. But it really was actually enough. And the humidity, it kind of takes your breath away, or makes it hard to breathe. No, it's not hard to breathe. I can definitely breathe. Maybe it's hard to get the oxygen. You see, I'm sweating. I'm wearing my Jeffrey hat, sweating in my Jeffrey hat, which is a no-no. Look like some wires fail. Is that wires or is that irrigation? You see that? Oh, you can't see it. You see that? Oh, it looks like it goes to this thing, whatever that is. You see that? There's some more creek. It's kind of nice walking along the creek. One thing I noticed too when I'm walking, if there's scenery, I forget the stuff in these woods. Not that I'm worried about it, but you know, because I am the apex predator in this region. And they're both scared of me than I am of them. Well, they should be, but I'm probably more scared of them. This is beautiful. See if I can get some snapshots, huh? Yeah. I'm in 720 by 480, though. So they're not going to be the prettiest snapshots in the world. Or the most high-resolution snapshots, I should say. But it'll be something that I can, like, go back and post instantly. Because the screenshots, without having to take screenshots. And taking screenshots ain't no big deal. Come on, let's be real. Hell, that is some kind of wire. That's not irrigation, that's wire. You can see that. That wire comes down. It goes like that. So I will say, it's quiet. It's my birthday. This is what I do on my birthday. I take off. Because I realized a long time ago that what I really, really, really want to do is only the things that I really want to do. And the only way you can do that is to be by yourself. Even if somebody is accommodating you or helping you, or, you know, okay, it's your birthday, we can do anything you want. They probably have the best intention, but no, it don't work that way. You know, they always have the best intention, but you still gotta accommodate them to a degree. And even if they would, like, say they do something, oh, we're gonna, you know, I'm gonna have some friends over, or I wanna take you here, or even like, this is your favorite food, we're going to your favorite place, but we gotta go at 4. See, that gotta go part, or we need to go, or get ready, or any of that. I realized a long time ago, I don't want none of that. On this day, I only want to do what I want to do. And a lot of times, it's nothing. As I said about traveling alone many times before, the biggest thing about traveling alone to me are those moments when I can stop and do nothing. It's not about having the freedom to do this, freedom to get crazy, freedom to be with that person or this person, do whatever. It comes down to the biggest part when I want to stop and do nothing and just sit in all this humidity and just vibe the trees and the green. I want to do that without explanation and without concern of anybody else's quote unquote well-being. I should Google map, see how far I am away from the lake, or if there is a lake, because I was walking up, right? And I saw, you know, young kid walking up, you know, 16, 17 or something. I'm like, hey, is there supposed to be a lake around here? Because when I first pulled in, you know, you pull into like the first spot you see, first area. And it was like a swimming pool there. And I probably could leave this out, but I saw black people. It made me feel better. Because when you come out to these places, it's rural. And you can see there's a level of wealth. And you can see there's a level of, I don't want to say historic significance, but there's a level of, you can tell these people have been here a long time. You know, because it's not that the places are nice and opulent or anything, or nice, and you know, you can tell that these are some down home people. And every now and then, you will see a Trump flag or a Trump billboard, or I was going to say flyer, but not flyer, but you know, a Trump banner or Confederate flag. And it's cool. I got no problem with that. Sure, it may make my neck, the hair on the back of my neck stand up, but that's just part of life. And I cherish that. So got distracted. Have a passerby coming through, so I flipped the camera. It is nice. It is nice. And then you see, I was walking by some houses. So you like, first it seemed like where I was coming from. Seemed like where, oh, hill ahead, 16, this big hill. Oh my God. So I can go that way or that way. Don't. Oh, don't. I'm not trying to get lost out here. Go that way or that way. Wonder if they end up the same place, but this is a 16 grade hill, so I'm gonna walk up this and see. So I figured if I keep talking on this for another 15 minutes, I could turn around and go back. And then, you know, anything, I'll make up some steps later on tonight and today at the show and after the show, blah, blah, blah. But the idea being to get a bulk of them out of the way now. And just to get going, you know, to get out and get going and get my, you know, my usual mojo making. Let's see, look, I could have went down there too, see? There's a trail down there. I wonder if it's the same one. Or what's it gonna do? What's it gonna do? What if I get out here and get lost? Well, I saved my parking. Google said, do you want to save your parking spot? I said, I did. So I think I got it saved as a notification. Get out here. I know Google will help me walk through this. So I'm not too much worried about that. Google will navigate me back. I wonder if it's a loop. If it's a loop, I can keep going. It should end up back where I started. I'm at 5.4 now. I think I started at 4.6, something like that, 4.2. Seems like I walked farther than that. But I guess it's only been about 20 minutes. So that might be about right. Humidity, people. Humidity. I say I love it. And I do. It is definitely a special feeling. Oh, nice little chair. Look at that. Nice little park bench. I will say something about this too about this Kansas City place. Very modern. Very modern. Airport. Extremely modern airport. Maybe the most modern airport I've ever seen. To the point that there was a all gender bathroom. There was an all gender bathroom. And that in itself, what is that stuff? Oh, these are bicycle tools. Oh my God. These are bicycle tools. Okay. It's a bike service station. Oh wow. Okay. I get it. Oh, there's a map. I can see where I'm at. Show me where you are here, please. Show me a you are here. I don't see it. I don't see it. Where is it at? P.
I don't like putting that highway right there. Somebody comes in hot, you're going to be a pain.
What? I don't see.
We're going to go that way.
I'm here. The bike service station. Should be Renner Park, EH Park 999. Trailhead. Open trails. Parking, Peach Trailhead. EH Park, White Landing. EH Park, Gladstone, Englewood. I think I came in on Waukumas. Waukumas is where I came in off the freeway, I believe. Then I came in, did a turn, and I probably came in there. That's Future Trails. Open Trails. Oh, that's Open Trails. I'm lost. But that's the fun part. That's the fun part. Walking out to the street now. So I guess I could have came and parked over here. Rent a car, got Texas plates on it. Not sure that means anything or doesn't or does. 42, I remember passing that. I passed that 42, so I did come this way. I remember passing that 42 there. I remember, yep, this is where I came. I don't know if you can see that or if I'm even. But I passed that 42 when I came in. So I did come this way. Still don't know where I'm at though, which is probably not important. Kind of not, huh? I'm getting my sweat on. I don't need to, everybody's wearing aqua blue. What's with the aqua blue? See that aqua blue people wearing? Three people wearing that same color. I wonder if that's the workout color. She said she gotta smoke a cigarette before she go. He said she gotta smoke a cigarette before she go. I should Google the map to see where I'm at. Wait a minute. I should better look and see where the lake is at. Is there a lake? The guy showed me. He said he saw a lake. He said it was in this direction. Wow. I wonder how far I walked. Waukumas. I wonder if I'm here. 64th. I think I came. If I came this way, Gower. What if I'm here? Just parking here. And this is where I walked. No. Well, I have no idea. Let me see if I can find out where I'm at. I do want to do that.